Public health officials are concerned about a recent surge in bird flu infections in China. This is not the bird flu that made headlines in recent years, the H5N1 virus. This is a different strain called H7N9, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has put it at the top of its list of pandemic threats. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication, and Helen joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Eric.
I feel like we hear about bird flu every year. How is this strain really different or more troubling?
Well, one of the ways it's more troubling is that it seems to be more effective at infecting people. It currently doesn't spread from person to person, and that's a good thing. But there are a lot more cases of this particular bird flu, H7N9, than there have been of other bird flus we've seen in the past, for instance, H5N1. In fact, this winter, there's been quite a big surge in cases. There have been 460 confirmed cases of this infection, which is a third of all the cases that have been reported since it first emerged in 2013.
But at this point, Helen, even with this recent surge in winter cases, the overall numbers we're talking about are still pretty low. What is it about this virus that has scientists and public health officials so concerned?
Well, the fact that it does seem to be able to infect people more easily is always something that would alarm officials. Another thing is that it is changing. That happens always with flu viruses. But this one may be changing in ways that make it more dangerous. For one thing, recently there have been a few reports that it is now starting to kill chickens. Up until now, it hasn't been deadly to chickens, but it may be evolving to become deadly to chickens.
That's bad news for chickens, but what about for human beings in terms of jumping to humans? What's the likelihood of that?
With previous bird flu viruses, there hasn't been a correlation between high pathogenesis and easier infection in people. But it could be, you know, it may not be that people catch it more readily, but if they catch it, they may get sicker.
What about the existing vaccine for this new strain, H7N9? It was made a while ago. If the virus is always mutating, is that likely to be less effective a vaccine?
Yeah, I was talking with people at the CDC last week, and that's what they're seeing. This vaccine was made with a virus that was isolated in 2013, and it's, you know, there are 12 million doses of it in the U.S. emergency stockpile. They check that from time to time against the circulating viruses to see if it's still effective. And what they're starting to see is that the evolution of the virus is getting to the point where that vaccine is really not optimal anymore, and they may need to order new doses of vaccine for the stockpile.
And briefly, Helen, remind us how most people are contracting this flu and how many have been infected in China so far.
Most people get it by having contact with live poultry, presumably in the live animal markets that are very popular in China. And so far, there have been 1,258 cases diagnosed.
And how many of those 1,258 have people died?
I don't have an exact figure on that, but it's around the 32% range.
Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. Helen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.